Now, back to Good Morning New Hampshire with Peter St. James and Pat Kelly on 107.7 The Pulse.
Will you doctors need to know what I'm all about? Well, there's something that you dig you can't figure out. Well, now you wanna know what moves my soul and what ticks inside of my brain. Well, I got this need I just can't control, and it's driving me insane. Almost tasty, baby.
All right, one of the things that have come out of this whole coronavirus pandemic is the fact that people, if they don't have money coming in, maybe they don't have food in the fridge. And that's what has kind of moved our next couple of guests. Joining me here from the El Akoya Barn and Grill, Ken Choice. Good morning to you, Ken.
Good morning.
And, admittedly, my brother, Chris Kelly, from RE/MAX Bayside Realty and Man About Town. Good morning, brother.
Hey, good morning, Pat Kelly. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Now, listen, this is, again, one of the side things that has happened, other than all of us staying home and people going on unemployment, you know, record numbers of people on unemployment here in New Hampshire when we were at, what, like 2.5% before this whole thing went down, has really shown that the people are have an extra need more than just unemployment insurance. Ken, where did, and again, you own a restaurant, all right, who is right now closed. Are you doing curbside service?
We are. We're doing curbside service and takeout.
Okay.
And
but still, that has limited you as a business.
Certainly has limited me. You know, my wife, when this thing first started, my wife said to me, we should try to help the first responders, and at the time, you know, I was not able to help anyone.
Yeah, right. Survive. Like, how are we going to make it through this and kind of figure that all out?
Exactly. So, you know, as we moved forward, I hooked up with a couple of guys, one being Chris on the phone, and this thing came out to where we can help other people. This has always been something I believe in. I opened a restaurant to be able to help people, not to actually make money and get rich, of course, to take care of my family, but there's something that's passionate, that I'm very passionate about, and you know, it's a great opportunity to reach out and help those that are in need.
That's right, and we're going to be targeted about this. Chris Kelly, tell me a little bit about Be Our Guest, because that's what we're calling it, and I think that's a perfect name.
Thank you. Yes, Be Our Guest. That's our new program. It is a collaboration of the El Akoya Barn and Grill, as well as some other folks who have gotten together to try to figure out how it is that we can feed those folks who are maybe less fortunate than others,
mm-hmm.
Or just essentially those folks who are in need right now. And our goal is on Thursday night, starting this Thursday night,
mm-hmm.
May 7th, between the hours of 4:30 in the afternoon and 6:30 in the evening, we're inviting people to drive up to the Meredith Community Center and drive away with a dinner for, you know, a family dinner, essentially.
That's awesome. Now, and you've collaborated before, just kind of throwing this together. You did talk to some people. Like, I know that you worked with the Got Lunch Meredith people because they've been trying to provide lunch and breakfast for kids because they're not in school, that would otherwise maybe not have breakfast and lunch because school's shut down. You took a pulse of where that there is a need in Meredith and Center Harbor.
Absolutely. So the initial question that came to me from a friend of Ken and I's was can we try to discover those individuals who are not getting their needs met.
Mm-hmm.
After some conversations with a few folks in the community, that's a really hard thing to discover.
Sure it
but
is.
What we did figure out was that the numbers of individuals who are accepting lunches mm-hmm. through the Got Lunch program through the school system has risen. And I think it's risen because there are times when I think people obviously are very proud and mm-hmm. they might say, no, I'm all set.
Yeah, we can take care of ourselves. We're going to be fine because we're Yankees. We think like that.
Correct. However, I think this time, as we've heard over and over and over again, we're all in this together. And the fact of the matter is that there are people who are regularly not in need of these types of services who are today in need, and they want to make sure their family's taken care of. And you know what? So Ken and I are working with others to try to see if maybe at least one night a week for the foreseeable future we can take care of their food needs.
Wow, that's awesome. And Ken, again, it's not just you alone. You're taking a big part in it, but it's not just you alone. There's a whole bunch of people contributing to this.
Most definitely, and it's a great thing to be a part of. You know, I can't say enough about the people that want to participate and want to stay in the background. You know, it's a need out there, and we want to fulfill that need as much as we can possibly do. I know it's a very small part of this, but any way that we can help, we're trying.
Yeah, and again, every Thursday, all you have to do is show up, and you don't have to prove that you have a need. I mean, the fact that you're there in line says you have a need.
Certainly. You know, we're just going to pack it up and give it to you and drive away.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, like Chris said, I know it's a lot of people that are, you know, they're trying to stand up for themselves, and it's a lot of pride, and it's a tough situation to be in.
Sure it is.
And we certainly don't want to make them feel any worse. It's just, you know, that's why I say be our guest. We want to feed you.
Mm-hmm.
You're our guest for that night, and you can drive away with a great meal.
Yeah, and see, and that's again, that's just amazing. And nobody's going to put the spotlight on you. And of course, I'm assuming everybody's going to be safe, and we're going to have gloves, and we're going to have face masks, and we're going to, you know, all of that's going to be taken care of.
We're going to follow the CDC yeah. guidelines all the way to the T. So.
All right, that's awesome. Now, did you work with the town of Meredith at all on this, Chris?
So, great question. Our initial idea was that maybe we could take one of the bays of the fire station and you know, maybe park the truck in the parking lot, open up that bay, and people will drive up, you know, to the parking lot of the fire station. That gives us plenty of room to create and serve. And in speaking with one of the Meredith selectmen, he said, what about the community center? The community center right now is closed.
Which is closed right now, yeah, sure.
It's closed. Nobody's utilizing the services. And this, it has a full functioning kitchen. That just blew the lid off this whole idea. I mean, when Ken and I and our friend got together after that, we just had big smiles on our face saying, of course, the community center, it works.
And it's a real easy in and out, too.
Absolutely. So now let me just express the. So we were in front of the selectmen last night, virtually, if you will,
mm-hmm.
As we are in many meetings today, and the select board, as well as the town manager, has given their full approval for this, as well as every one of them said, we are here to help. We're here to volunteer. We'll be looking to see what our role will be.
Oh, that is people in Meredith, isn't it?
Yep.
That's a great and wonderful thing. And Ken, cannot thank you enough for providing the food. And you know what? It is a kick butt kitchen over there.
It is. It is. We did the walkthrough, so it's going to be easy for us to be able to distribute that food.
Yeah.
No problem.
All right, that's great. All right, 4:30 to 6:30, starting this Thursday. You know, just drive on through. You're going to be happy. Your family's going to be happy. And again, we want to take care of those that are in need, because we all need to be here on the other side of this.
Yes, we're hoping to serve at least 200 cars. It'd be great.
Wow. Okay.
Grade first.
All right. You know what? I wish you the best. This is a great thing. And again, I know we're not necessarily, you guys aren't the food bank or anything, but there are people in Meredith and Center Harbor that are in need right now, and every little bit helps during this whole thing. So let me just say thank you in advance. For everybody, and this will be going on again for the foreseeable future. You guys are going to probably do this for weeks, right?
Yes, just as long as we're allowed.
Okay.
As long as my business allows it as well.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to continue to push forward, and as Chris says, we want to continue to pick up volunteers. So if we have to drop back out, some other people can take over, and just continue until we're back, until the state is open again.
Right, right, and until and again, that's all we can help. Now, we probably didn't have time to set up any kind of website or anything like that, but look for it on social media as a reminder. We're doing what we can here on the radio, and I will continue to do that. I'll take this conversation, I'll post it to our social media, so hopefully the word's just going to continue to spread, and especially after this first Thursday, Chris, after people. You know, then it becomes word of mouth.
Exactly.
You know,
and that's the goal.
Yeah,
that's the goal. Like any good restaurant, right?
Yeah.
We're hoping that good things will be said and people will come back and join us week after week.
All right, that's awesome. Well, Chris Kelly from Remax Bayside Realty and from the Elicoya Barn and Grill, Ken Choice. Thank you guys so much for what we're doing, and we'll continue to harp about it as long as it's going on, as long as there's a need. We're going to try to fill it, and I thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
No problem.
All right,
Pat,
thank you. Have a really great day, okay?
Absolutely. It's what I do professionally, Chris. All right, on the way, we've got some more of Good Morning New Hampshire for you Tuesday morning right here on 107.7 The Pulse.